question about a new marriage. After you're official, is it okay to refer to your new wife as your ex-girlfriend?
I don't think it is.
I think it's fine. I mean, it makes sense. She's not your girlfriend anymore.
I mean, if you want to go strong, you can say ex-fiance.
I like where your head's at. But weddings are top of mind today because our own digital Jake just married his ex-fiance. And all of us were in attendance to see it. So, Brooke, I'm assuming that's what's going to be on your mind today.
Oh, it was so beautiful. And I just, I needed to go through my three highlights of the night.
Okay. You can keep it to under 20 minutes, though.
I will. My first was when the cocktail hour first started, Alexis and I went up to this bartender and she's like, oh, you girls want French 75s? This drink makes me frisky. And
I was like, wait a minute.
Okay. And it just kind of set the tone of what the rest of the evening was going to be for me.
Frisky evening for you?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Because I was feeling myself on that dance floor.
Let me tell you,
I love dancing by myself. And I love that I have a husband who also enjoys dancing by himself. He really does. And that to me was the best part of the night.
Okay.
And then the other
thing. Dancing alone.
Yes. Dancing alone.
Even though her husband was there.
And then the other thing was just always learning a little bit more about you all, and especially Alexis. What I learned was the more she drinks, the closer talker she becomes.
She's a really close talker.
And also same with photos. I'll squish my face to you.
And so like as the night progressed, she just continued to get closer and closer to people. And at one point, my husband and I saw this. She was talking to one of Jake's friends or something. And you could tell by the friend's face, like he thought he was like going to get lucky or something. He thought that you were hitting on him.
He might have.
But we knew you were just leaning further and further closer to him because you were wasted.
I get really close to people.
She like tries to climb inside of your ear to tell you the story.
The clinginess comes out.
So I just had a great time. That's what's on my mind. I loved it.
Awesome.
I love a good wedding. If anybody wants me to come dance by themselves at their wedding.
Crickets on the text board. Yeah. Sorry about that. Brooke, Jose, what's on your mind?
Well, of course, I was at Jake's wedding along with everybody else over the weekend. And at one point I had to use the restroom. And there was a line, but it was moving quick, so it wasn't a big deal. Well, I was next, and this girl opens the door to come out and immediately gives me, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Why?
And I'm like,
oh no.
Did she destroy the bat? Oh, poor thing.
She looked so embarrassed. The first thing I'm thinking is she broke the toilet.
And there's
a line, and that must be mortifying. Or it's clogged, or she gassed the place up.
Got it.
Okay. And then she says out of the blue, I am such a huge fan. I don't want to bother you. Exactly. That was my
reaction. She wasn't sorry about the bathroom.
No.
She was sorry about intruding in
on my prior, whatever it is.
She's embarrassed that she likes you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And she was like, do you think I could get a picture? And I'm like, well, of course. And so then we're taking a picture, blocking the line into the bathroom.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just want to say, PSA, when you're walking out of a bathroom and you recognize someone you're a fan of,
don't say I'm sorry.
Don't say, oh my God. God, I'm sorry to start, because it set the tone. I think the people in line were worried, too, for a second. So.
I bet that's a great background of your guys' photo, just a toilet.
Good time. Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
Yeah, okay, so actually at the wedding, I went into it. It's the most formal wedding I've been to, I would say.
Oh, really?
It was very formal.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking we have to stay, like, put together, don't actually drink a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly learned that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And that was by hanging out with Brooke specifically, actually.
Brooke was tanked. Everybody was drinking.
Brooke tanked? I was fun.
No, you just go, I know you say that.
Loose.
You just
Definitely
go
loose.
All out on everything. But it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
I don't think it is.
She's fun.
I heard her tell the bride, the bride's butt looked good at least 10 times.
Seriously. Her butt looked amazing in that dress.
There it is.
It's not usually appropriate to catcall the bride as she's walking down the aisle.
She liked it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, girl, you look good coming down the aisle and leaving that aisle. You look great on both sides.
They're like, ma'am, they're trying to say their vows. Can you please keep it down?
During the speeches, Brooke was just talking to me a little too loud, but we kept
getting hushed.
Both
of
you were getting
hushed. She was swinging her napkin in the air.
I was like, are we at a hockey game?
And I did appreciate it, though, because I'm used to being the drunkest one in events, and I feel like it was Brooke.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think all the vomit on your bathroom floor the next day would argue.
But it didn't happen there.
You guys both had a good time.
Yeah,
clearly.
I had a great time. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, sorry. Still thinking about Rachel's in the moment.
Well, look, the thing is, Brooke means well.
But,
but from here on out, I think people should remember to take her advice with a grain of salt.
What do you mean?
Because the invitation to Jake's wedding said black tie optional.
Yeah.
And Brooke goes out of her way to be extremely concerned about me and says, you know you need to dress nice for this, right? Don't show up looking like crap.
Opened an email in the last 3 years. You don't read anything.
I know how to dress for a wedding.
Okay.
That's pretty standard.
Your wrinkled borrowed tux says differently.
I asked you if I should wear
great.
A tux. And
you look great.
And Brooke has said 100% wear the tux. They would love that. So I show up in my tux, which I didn't rent, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm literally the only person wearing a tux who's under age 70.
Okay, that might be true.
Other than Jake, the groom.
I was going to say, you and the groom were both wearing
tuxes. So now
tuxes.
It looks like I'm trying to one-up the groom at his own wedding. But listen, that's not the only unwarranted doomsday advice about this wedding.
Uh-oh.
On Friday, before it, Brooke runs into the room in a panic, being like, oh my God, there is no parking at this wedding venue.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, there's only a few parking spots. We all need to park in a field.
A mile away.
And then Uber together.
We're all going to hike it up together to the venue. We're going to meet up before. It's going to be a huge problem.
I was like, no way.
Was not true. They had very nice valet parking
to
take everybody's car. Second of all, our technical director, Ashton, was freaked out. He parked in the field 4 miles away.
And I'm sure
waiting for everybody. Brooke does not show up. And then Ashton walked alone for 4 miles to the wedding venue.
I thought it was like obvious if their parking was an issue, we'd go to the field. But there was never a text message.
All I'm saying is, Brooke, again, well-meaning,
absolutely
serial panic inducer.
I'm not gonna argue that. I feel kind of bad. I'll work on my delivery.
We're all happy for Digital Jake and the wedding. That was a great night.
Digital Jake and Digital Rachel.
Despite all the hiccups there, but text in to 78592 and tell us what's on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.